I've already spoken about some of the moves that I really, really liked from the trade period. Not all of them are about the big fish. Others are about getting what you need. And I think for Carlton, they've got exactly what they need. Some support for Matthew Kruse and a succession plan for Matthew Kruse as well. Mark Pitnett crosses over from the Hawks to the Blues and he joins me here on SEN. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Hey, congratulations. It looks like a fantastic opportunity you've been presented with.
Absolutely stoked when the opportunity to move across came forward. And so it was a bit too hard to say no to. So I'm absolutely stoked with how it came through, but wouldn't have minded if the trade had been done a few days earlier. So nervous.
I was going to say, in the end, for what your deal was, were you starting to think to yourself, why could we just not do this a little earlier?
Well, the funny one was I didn't realise that the trade couldn't get put in until 3 p.m. So yeah. I called my manager up at about 12 o'clock yesterday and he went, oh, yeah, no, you're sweet. Don't worry about it.
And yet you had to wait until after 3 o'clock.
Yeah, but it would have been nice if you had given me the heads up. I was like everyone else sitting by Twitter waiting for it to come through.
Hey, tell us, I mean, we've never been in that position before and you have, and I asked the same question to Blake Akers last hour. What's it like? We'll talk about the process and how you came to this decision of Carlton, but what was yesterday like for you? How did you try and fill your day until you got the news?
I reckon I walked my dog for about an hour and a half in the morning. Just, you know, being a good dog owner I am, but apart from that, I'm a bit of a sports nuffy, so I just watched every sport I could find yesterday. I think I ended up watching some ice hockey.
Ice hockey?
Yeah, I was looking for anything I could to distract myself.
How many times did you check your phone?
At least, you know, between 1, 2, and 100 times.
Hey, the year that you've had in the VFL, knowing that you're coming on today, I'm mostly at the AFL all weekend, so I try and catch up on the VFL games that are broadcast. But I rung around this morning and asked about the year that you've had. I mean, I knew obviously you finished fourth in the Liston Trophy and that there were good things coming out of it. Just talk to us about the year that you had. Obviously, you wanted to get in and play senior footy, but you turned up and you played good footy week in, week out for Box Hill.
Unfortunately, I was hoping to get more games, but being behind Big Boy and Stegs and two very good players who played really well, didn't get the games I wanted. So it was just focusing on being as consistent as I could be at this grade below and really taking my game to another level. And I felt I did that this year and was helped by those two blokes who would basically run me through who they played every AFL game and teach me what they learned from those blokes each week. So got to perform in the twos and get that learning from AFL level despite not being out there.
Is that difficult at times when you know you're playing good footy and you probably think that you should be in the senior team and you're not?
Oh, it definitely can be. That's when it comes back to that balance and all the things you hear clubs talk about in terms of off-field looking after yourself so that when you come, you just control what you can. And as long as you have that approach, when you get the chance to come in, you're ready to perform. And when you're not, then you're just working away on your craft, always trying to get better.
So listening to what you just said there and your age profile as well, you're 23 years of age, you've been at Hawthorn for the best part of 5 years. Do you feel like you've almost done the ruck apprenticeship now, if that's the term you want to use?
I feel like, well, it's a funny one because it sounds like I've finished learning if I've done the ruck apprenticeship, but I've been learning my whole career. But I feel like I've definitely done, it's been seriously fortunate to be able to develop away from any scrutiny and, you know, coming up against much bigger bodies as I was able to develop my body, develop my craft, and just away from the eyes, really. So no one's really seen what I've done, so I haven't been out there playing AFL, but I've put together, I think, 85 VFL games now against listed blokes. So being able to work away, get the AFL blokes to come down on the weekend when they're not playing, coach me, as well as Danny Moncourse and other coaches down there, has been able to really accelerate my growth over the 5 years. So I just feel ready to try and take the next step if I can.
How did it all come about with Carlton? When was the initial contact made?
Funnily enough, I was in Europe until just before the trade period started. So I only got in maybe Thursday before the trade period opened. And I got a text from my manager saying, oh, I've got a bit of interest. Could be all right. So I had a looked at it, and from the research I did, I went, oh, yeah, wow, this looks phenomenal. If we can get this to work, then this would be an unbelievable opportunity. And luckily enough, it eventually, you know, with an hour and a half to spare, got done.
Yeah, they left it right until the very end, didn't they? We're talking to Mark Pitnett, who will be joining Carlton for 2020. When Jonathan Segler re-signed in September, and it's not Segler's fault, but when he re-signed, did that make you start to think about potentially considering a move as well?
I hadn't really thought about it up to that point because I was just taking that approach of really in the season. I was on a one-year deal, so I knew I was going to have to look at where I was sitting and everything. So I sort of just had the approach of playing as well as I could, go away overseas, and then when I come back, then worry about all that. And I thought that would be the best approach to make sure that I played as well as I could and then I enjoy a really good break.
When you started to sit down with the Blues, that it's been a pretty big period of change at that club. What were your impressions? Because at Hawthorn, everything's very stable and has been, you know, the same consistent way for quite a while.
Well, Carlton, funnily enough, is a club I've kept tabs on the last few years. I've got a lot of mates, actually, who I've played with football and basketball over the years. So I've always... they're probably one of the few teams I watch a lot on weekends. Mm-hmm. And especially in the back half of the year, you can see how exciting they were playing, the energy they were bringing and the engagement they were getting with the fans and some of the turnouts and just the energy you were getting. You can see they're starting to look like a really exciting place. So when that opportunity came up, I saw that and went, wow, I've watched that transformation and how the momentum they're building heading into next year and future years. So it looked like a really exciting place to be a part of if I could.
I'm sure you've started to allow yourself to think about this, but round one next year, you could be at the opening bounce and you could be palming it down to Paddy Cripps.
Yeah, geez, that wouldn't be bad. If I was in that position, I better make sure I get the hit where I tell him it's going, or I could get a few stern words from him.
I know, he's a big boy, isn't he? He'll tell you what he wants. But, I mean, there's an opportunity for you to be part of that now because they're all around your age. It's a very similar age list to where you're placed at the moment.
Yeah, it's considerably different to when I came in Hawthorn. I mean, when I came in 2015 was the year they won their third flag in the three-peat, and I think we were their second or third oldest list. Mm. So, funnily enough, that's probably the biggest difference I'm expecting to find when I come in. So that's really exciting.
Now, I'm watching our speckle text machine ticking over here. We're getting a few text messages about you. Someone said that you sound a lot less French than what they thought you were going to be.
I'm actually Italian.
Oh, there you go. There you go. So you're not even close to that. Tell us you would have had the last name probably mixed up a few times, I'm guessing.
Yeah, so... it depends how you say it. So if anyone reads it as Pitonet, or they think, assume I'm French, but I grew up saying Pitonet. It's what my nonno has always ingrained in me, but I'm from Northern Italy. So he told me my whole life I'm Pitonet. And then about a year ago, he turned around to meet my dad and said, look, I'll be honest, I'm not sure. We could be.
It's a bit late for that.
Yeah, so I'm sort of committed. So I'm riding with Pitonet.
If you pitch your tent, you've got to stay the night. The other thing that's coming through often on the text message is your junior basketball career. Is your jump shot in better shape than Ben Simmons' jump shot?
Not at the moment. Mind you, he's 100% at the moment, so he's on a roll. He's on fire.
Yeah, he's looking good. So you played your junior basketball with Christian Petrarca and Ben Simmons. Why is it that any time Ben Simmons in town, we always see Christian Petrarca dagging around? Where are you?
I'm still waiting for the invite. I mean, I moved house a couple of years ago. I forgot to send him my address. You know how it is.
Yeah, I know how it is, exactly. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining me. Good luck. I know that there's been text messages coming through already from Blues supporters who are really excited to have you there next year. So I think it's, as I say, a great opportunity, great chance for you to really show what you've got, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you very much, and thank you again for having me on.
Mark Pitonet, who will be at Carlton in 2020, and you can hear the enthusiasm in his voice as well. He's a sharp pickup. He's a wise pickup. Cruiser is still the number one ruckman at that club, but this guy, Mark Pitonet, can come in and play straight away, can be there for support, can be there for depth, and I think it's really, really wise. I like what Carlton have done there.